Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and we're all out of bubble gum.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. Join us, air your grievances at 844-967-2789.
Okay, here's a real political grievance. Marjorie Taylor Greene will appear, apparently, on the ballot in Georgia. The administrative court judge has said, nothing to see here. And ultimately, it's Brad Raffensperger's job to make final determination. But if the judge said she can be on the ballot, I think the Secretary of State, who is a Republican, is on the ballot himself this year. I can't imagine he's going to take the opportunity to try to wage that war against both the judge, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and the entire MAGA movement.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's already been targeted for not finding 11,780 votes. You know what I'm saying?
We knew that was going to be a big lift. And if anything positive that came out of this, number one, they tried. Number two, you got Marge under oath. And I think that's very important. We saw how she reacted. So her comments under oath could come back at some point in the future. We'll see what happens. But, you know, they made an effort. You don't win them all.
844-967-2789. Don't want to be selfish. Other people got a lot of problems with you, Dom.
Tell you about it.
And me, perhaps. You know, come insult Crudy on the phones. Catherine from Madison, please don't insult me on the phones.
Hey, Catherine.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
Awesome, thank you.
Good, good. I'm calling regarding the man from Florida that has the case he's bringing against the Bible in school.
Chaz Stevens, from yesterday.
Yes. I think that is just a terrific idea. I mean, we need, and I love the Kurt Bankstead thing, too, where he's saying that they can't run for office if they've, tried to throw over the government. But I was calling because I have a grievance from when I was in elementary school. We had the story of Lot. I went to a Lutheran school, and I don't know, the story of Lot freaked me out as a young kid because two angels came to Sodom and Gomorrah, and they wanted to save Lot because Lot was this good guy. And so they come to his house, and they're in his house, and a bunch of mob from Sodom comes out, and they want to take the men out and know them in the biblical way. So Lot says, don't take these two men out and hurt them. Take my two virgin daughters instead. And this was the good guy. And I thought, as a kid, I thought, some dad is sending his two kids out, and I'm a daughter, I'm an only child. What's going to happen if something like that happens? Would my father do that? And it just really freaked me out as a kid.
Yeah. I'm saying, yes.
If he was an obedient father to the greater father, the almighty, if you will.
Catherine, I'm not entirely clear on the story, but so just for clarification, when Lot told the mob to not take these two guys and take his virgin daughters instead, was he referring to the two angels that came down to save him?
Yes.
Well, if they were angels, servants of God, couldn't they, flap their wings or snap their fingers? I'm not clear what the angel powers are. I mean, I've seen a few Marvel movies, but I don't know how it applies in this regard.
Well, as a little girl, I was in fourth grade. I remember because I remember the teacher and everything. And I even thought, well, an angel should be able to take care of themselves or, zoom back up to heaven or save the family. And then Lot was supposed to be this really good guy that the angels came down to tell him to leave. Then the story gets even worse if you want to hear the rest of it.
Well, when do the Jewish space lasers come in?
Right. I know. That's when they needed them. Just clear that lot out, clear that group out from there. Yeah, I know. It's terrible. So at any rate, that's not the only bad story in the Bible, but women got a lot of bad shakes in there.
Did Lot get turned into a pillar of salt at some point? Was that him or was that someone else?
His wife, yes. Because then when they leave, he's leaving Sodom and Gomorrah, and they tell
Don't look back.
Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, I'm a kid. What do you do when your parents say, don't look back, right?
Where? Back there?
You look back, right? Yeah. So I'm thinking, I would have looked back and I would have turned into a pillar of salt. So, I mean, the Bible was just, it was a scary thing, especially for women, I tell you. It was bad.
Yes, for women and kids, and talk about grooming and indoctrination, Catherine. I mean, you still remember that to this day. I mean, what an experience.
It really was. I mean, that actually gave me a really, it was a scary story. A little bit like some of the German fairy tales. I don't know if you follow very many of them, but they're pretty gruesome.
Just
too.
Hansel and Gretel.
Oh my God, right.
Hansel?
Yeah, yeah.
Hansel?
Catherine, are you a believer now? Do you take it to heart? When did you transition from, you know, obviously forced?
16 years old. I know exactly when. I was 16 years old in high school, and I was looking around for a religion I could believe in, and I was in the chapel, and I just said, this is all just to make us feel better about dying. This is not real. There is no being that knows everything you are and what you're doing and how many hairs are on your head and is going to take you to a place of glory for the rest of your, you know, eternity. Yeah. So, and it's kind of nice to believe in it, especially when you face death or the loss of loved ones. You know, it's kind of nice to think that you'd see them again. I think that's where it came from.
Catherine,
that's my belief.
If they made a Lot brand table salt, would you use it?
That's great, Catherine. Hey, thank you so much for sharing your story. Thank you for the call. Have a wonderful weekend. And don't forget, it wasn't just about making us feel better, you know, when we die. It's also about controlling the population. It's also about, you know, milking and sucking as much money out of people as they possibly can. Let's not forget.
God needs selling your money.
This is right. God, he's all powerful, but he's really bad with money.
Thanks, you know, Catherine. Yesterday being Cinco de Mayo, you know, I took a little Lot brand salt and put it on the ring of a margarita glass. And some of that, you know, bar rail tequila that, was it you who said?
Yeah, don't get the good stuff. Just get whatever, man. You get all the syrup and the fruit and whatever you're blending with it. You don't use good tequila.
You know what I actually drank on Cinco de Mayo?
Rum.
Double Captain Diets. Come back. I wish I was drinking one right now. More Devil's Advocates. The happier happy hour could be happier with your calls. 844-96-PARTY.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
Hansel? Hansel? Hansel?